It seems strange. A millennial, a female, married, stay at home. Many of you might be thinking, well, what went wrong? And I'm here to tell you, absolutely nothing. Everything went right. Well, she must not be educated. In fact, I have a degree. Well, she must be part of some sort of crazy religious organization. Well, I was raised Christian. So was my husband, but we both struggle with our faith in different ways. I don't consider myself highly religious at this point in my life. Well, that must mean she's racist, xenophobic, homophobic, a Nazi. And those are just buzzwords. The more you use them, the less meaning they have. Disregard, throw them into the wind. I decided to do this podcast because there's not a lot of female conservative voices. There's plenty of political chatter, but I'm trying to tackle this subject from a different point of view. It seems like there's a war going on in our culture and our society. It's very weird for a 20-something-year-old girl who wants to be married, who wants to remain monogamous, who wants to have children one day. I currently don't have any children. Unfortunately, I've been pregnant twice, and I've miscarried twice. Right now, I'm giving my body a break. It wouldn't be a good idea for me to get pregnant right away so soon. This is giving us time for my husband and I to refocus and really work hard on bettering ourselves and our bodies and our minds. I think that's what a lot of people misunderstand about the, quote, right wing, quote, that it's just a bunch of uneducated people, it's a bunch of racist people, it's a bunch of fat slobs, etc., etc. But I don't see that. In fact, I see the exact opposite. Maybe that was true in the past, and maybe that's part of a stereotype where, you know, some people do fit that stereotype. But what I'm seeing now, coming out of the right wing, are people who are educated, people who want to seek something better in life. I think they feel a great spirit of humanity, of creativity, of compassion. They want to focus on strength and honor, mental fortitude. They want to work on really evolving their spirit. And that's something that a lot of people are not finding nowadays with the modern left. And what I mean by the modern left, I'm not really talking about the classical liberal type of view. I'm talking about what's kind of taking over our country right now that a lot of people are wary about. They don't like to see this. It kind of makes them feel uneasy. You know, I'm talking about what some might call social justice warriors. Some people say socialism will just beget more communism, cultural Marxist, so on and so forth. And that's what the right wing set of ideas is here to try to combat. The right wing places great value in physically becoming stronger, bettering your body, eating right. The right wing is concerned about family, having kids, taking care of your elders. leaving a legacy. They're concerned about upholding traditions. The right wing wants mental and spiritual fortitude. They encourage reading. They encourage thinking about things. Prayer, meditation, becoming more religious. Not for religious sake, but for your own sake. That this is going to help better your life. It's going to help better your soul. And this ties back into tradition, legacy, strength. It's why I'm staying home today. I've done the laundry. Now I'm folding it. If you want to have a clear and peaceful mind, a really good place to start is clearing your home, creating a peaceful environment. And that's what I do. I think that's what scares a lot of people about looking into what the right wing is. The right wing, I see it as self-improvement, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Why? Well, if you become stronger, they have a harder time controlling you. A lot of people on the right wing are very concerned about the terrible quality of our foods. They believe that many illnesses and diseases are being caused by, well, fast food, food additives, chemicals in the air and the water. And they want to rid their bodies of that. They want purity. Once again, physically, mentally, spiritually. And I think that's why many people on the left, especially the corporate left, are very scared of this movement, because people are opting out on the right-hand side. They're opting out of buying poisonous, low-quality food and instead researching organic ways of growing their own. Instead of being dependent on certain medications, they're looking at what are some old herbal remedies that people used to use? How can I decrease the number of prescriptions I'm on? Instead of living and struggling with a mental illness, people on the right wing want to know what's causing it and what can I change in my life, in my environment, to make it better, to make myself free of these negative symptoms. Instead of dwelling in my depression all day, what can I do to transform that, to better myself or better others? People on the right are wondering why they feel like their lives are so empty. What's causing this world to feel so hollow and shallow? And they're wondering, what can I do to change that? What sort of behaviors am I exhibiting? What sort of beliefs can I change to feel better about that? A lot of it comes with our society telling us that we don't have to love. Sex is cheap. Sex is work. You could have it with whomever you want, whenever you want. It doesn't matter. And I think there is a human desire there for people to love and to feel loved, but another notch scratched on your bedpost is not going to give you that satisfaction. Once again, people on the right are realizing that they actually want solid marriages. They want to love one person for the rest of their life. They want to spread that love and joy through having children. And it's like society is telling us, no, don't do that. Don't be a breeder. If you get married, You could have many partners in your marriage. It doesn't matter. Then why get married in the first place, right? You don't need children. Just have a dog. There's too many people anyways. That's what the left is telling us. The left is telling us you could eat whatever you want. Just listen to your internal body cues. And if you gain weight, well, you're just curvy. There's more of you to love. It's not unhealthy. Health comes at all sizes. That's what the left is saying. If you have a mental illness, wear it on your sleeve. That is your identity now. If you have a sexual preference, that's your identity now. That's all of who you are. And you must act a certain way and think a certain way because you identify a certain way. That is what the left is telling us now. If you're a man, your masculinity is toxic. Men cause wars. Men kill people. Men are the root of society's problems. Men are here to keep women down. That's what the left is telling us. Women, you need to be strong. You need to be fierce. You need to be a bitch. Why? You've been oppressed for all of history. Now it's your time to not only equal the playing field, no. Now it's time for you to take from men. Take over. The time for women ruling is now. That's what the left is here to teach us. While there's not a problem with women doing things that men have done, there is a problem with the vengeance and the hatred that's behind the modern day feminist movement. But the left doesn't see it as such. They want women to work themselves to the bone, to do everything men have done, to throw their femininity, their womanhood aside. You don't have to have children. You could freeze your embryos. It doesn't matter anyways. There's no guy that's good enough for you. You could be independent. You don't need anyone. Because you're better. It's that sort of thinking that's causing such a great divide in the family and relationship structures of today. Now, if subjects like these have you intrigued, if you find yourself agreeing with some of this, you don't have to agree with all of this. But if you notice that change within our culture, if you have that uneasy feeling at the bottom of your stomach when you see some of the events happening, if you know that something just isn't quite right, if this resonates with you somewhere, somehow, well, I ask you to keep listening. Subscribe to this podcast. I will be talking about issues in our society. I'll be going over some historical events that led us here. And hopefully, I will be talking about ways we could remedy this, how we could start healing with ourselves and with people we know. But it has to start internally first. Once we get in a position where we feel stable and solid and strong, then we are able to share that with other people. If this podcast has you going, Yeah, she might be right about some of these things. Please continue to listen to future episodes. This is my first time recording, so I'm not exactly sure how the formats will be or what the frequency will be, but just know that I'm out here looking out for you. Males, females want to improve their life. People who feel abandoned by the new direction that the American and European left is taking us in. I will tell you, there is a plan out there to destroy all of our culture and tradition. And I want people to be strong when the time comes. I don't know if it will be tomorrow. I don't know if it will be in our lifetimes. But there will be a time when everyone will be called upon. So we must be diligent in preparing ourselves. We must be steadfast to answer that call when it is time. Some fear it's already too late. I don't necessarily believe that, but I think the more people I can personally touch, inspire, and wake up through this podcast, the better off we will be. Just know, you are not alone. We are here. We are the silent majority, and I'm trying to give the silent majority a voice, especially in a demographic that many people would not expect, a millennial female. Because aren't millennials supposed to be very left-wing and pushing for all of this cultural change? Not me. Tradition sticks around because tradition works. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Unfortunately, they're doing everything they can to damage something that's not broken. So I'm here to try and repair it. Thank you for listening to Girl on the Right podcast. Please subscribe and stick around.